Welcome to Success AF Customer Success Podcast Series. This is JD.
And this is Elena.
In this series two of our podcast series, we explore customer success trends and the future of CS. Each episode is a short and insightful discussion or interview. We also apply a global lens and explore cultural nuances that create a unique twist. In this episode, we dive deeper into the increasing shift toward revenue generation for customer success professionals. Remember to subscribe for more Success AF.
Hey, JD. Good to see you back again.
Hey, Elena. I hope everything's going well in the new heightened alert restrictions here in Singapore.
Oh, man. It's tough, isn't it? It's, I think, been good for my gratitude, this whole experience, you know, to kind of pause and have a think about trying to find some of the goodness that comes out of this period of time. How about yourself?
Yeah, I've been taking some time to review what we have done in the past, I would say, 1.5 years or 18 mm-hmm. months, right? And just really reflecting on how we managed to make the most out of it. And we were just talking about it, about how we look back to the pandemic period and be happy that we made the most of it, creating this podcast, creating a platform for both us and our listeners to engage on during this difficult times. And I think it is kind of one of the solutions to a lockdown.
Yeah, I agree. So for me, you know, on the one hand, there's the creative outlet and the output of us producing this podcast. And there's also everything that goes on leading up to each episode, right? So for me, I found it's given me some focus in terms of, okay, we've got a particular topic, so I'm going to do some extra research, try and have some different conversations with people, and also, you know, picked up some new skills as well. So I think it will be wonderful to look back on this podcast as a positive that came out of this time. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. Absolutely. We're in this together with our listeners and hope that this will also be a platform to inspire them to make the most out of this period and continue pushing on until, you know, we get to a better place.
Interesting topic today. It's one that can be a bit contentious, I think, is whether or not revenue generation should be a hard target for success. So, JD, what's your experience with revenue generation as part of your KPI in the time you've been in customer success?
So I'd like to start off with, yes, it is a hard conversation to have, but I have seen a lot of it in my previous roles. So yes, renewals and expansions played a huge role in my previous roles. And it was in these roles where you actually see it is decided by the business whether you're good versus a great CSM.
That's interesting. And I absolutely agree that regardless of whether revenue generation is tied to your KPIs, that definitely that revenue expansion piece within the business, that is definitely a leading indicator of being a good versus a great CSM, right? So that's, I think, regardless. Where I think gets a little bit more complex is, you know, how is that measured? Is it a soft or a hard target? And how that can influence an individual's behavior. And I think that's a large part of why it is a bit of a contentious topic. How you're incented obviously drives people's behavior as well.
Yeah, and we'll discuss a bit further on that later on. But it does seem that in more mature success organizations, it is more prominent, especially for public companies that have to report against the net revenue retention metric. And it is a standard, and the standards for these public companies are very high, right? Because they have to be accountable to investors. A good NRR rate provides a non-linear contribution to growth. And that makes investors very happy. A good NRR benchmark we have researched on would be that it comes in at above 120%. Excellent companies out there come in at above 130%, which is pretty crazy. You can see that exponential growth really prominently with that number.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think too, as customer success, as a discipline, as a practice matures, we are definitely seeing more hard KPIs more commonly introduced, or at least a lot more of the discussion around what they should be and where they belong. And it's also a reflection of the maturity of the success motions within an org. And that ties back to what you're saying, JD, in terms of, you know, particularly for public companies and tying it back to financial reporting. And also as CS matures as a practice, so from a kind of an industry or a discipline perspective, we start to see hard KPIs more commonly introduced, or at the very least, you see this discussion happening a lot more. And it's also a reflection of the maturity of success motions within an organization. So perhaps starting off focused purely on direct retention and then moving to, say, net expansion, net revenue retention, and also crediting the good work that success does in increasing stickiness through expansion, upsell, and cross-sell, and helps us to justify our existence. So on that, JD, so we agree we're definitely seeing the shift towards revenue generation. How does this shift call attention to the work that CSMs do? And is there any negative impact to our day-to-day?
Then it becomes that renewals is front and center of our work and activities. Expansions also get more help from the AEs because it's usually recognized as net new revenue, right? So as everyone moves toward the revenue generation paradigm, we are more aligned with the business. What about you? Do you see that shift towards other activities, and does it negatively impact your day-to-day?
So I think definitely makes renewals front and center for success. For the AEs, I think it depends a little bit on how they are recognized and incentivized. And importantly, if there's a dedicated renewals team to handle the more transactional and flat renewals. So that whole relationship between all three of those participants in the account team with the customer and that commercial arrangement, the KPIs need to be aligned so that there's minimal friction and a seamless experience for the customer as well, right?
Right, and talking about minimizing friction, I recall one of our conversations in Series 1 where we had a chat with Ian, sales executive at GitLab, where he said that the sales and CS alignment was excellent in one of the organizations he worked in because the KPIs were hyper-aligned and helped to synergize the activities for renewals and expansion. So I really enjoyed that conversation. It seems like it is also going to be part of the future conversations around revenue generation and how we collaborate with other teams.
That's true. And focusing on early time to value is absolutely imperative. So the earlier value is realized on the customer's investment, the more time we have to showcase what more can be done. It allows the CSM to focus on thought leadership and practices beyond just the product itself. The overarching value this shift drives is then a change in perception away from just being a cost center, and ultimately means we are able to build a stronger business case for more success resources, be that people or technology, or, you know, realistically, a little bit of both. What do you see as some of the key activities, JD?
So as there's an increasing shift towards revenue generation for customer success, I do see that the programs that customer success organizations implement helps more towards driving renewals. So programs such as focus on onboarding, enablement, QBRs, and increased touch points with the customer to be very sensitive to the health of each account, but also focus on leading factors on renewal risk and churn, such as lack of utilization, disengaged decision makers and users, poor customer satisfaction surveys, or even NPS scores.
And to go back to your final question, which was, you know, is there any negative impact? That's where the debate comes in, right? And I think you tend to see people who've maybe been more in that, I like to call it the altruistic success model historically. So people who've maybe been in success for a long time, where really, you know, the customer success partner is not driven by commercial outcomes. It means that our recommendations are more for the greater good, for want of a better way of putting it. And yeah, as soon as you do put financial incentives in place, that obviously drives the behavior, and customers are typically aware of where those changes come in. But, you know, I think it's a matter of people who prefer to be in the customer success driver's seat versus sales comes down to a lot of that difference between selling versus value selling, or, you know, more of a soft sell.
Agree. And so as we talk more about this shift towards revenue generation, we also want to see what is the future of success when it comes to taking on a renewal number. I think that it needs to happen, because then there's more business justification to customer success, like Elena, you talked about, when we take on revenue numbers and be part of the conversation on revenue generation. However, it can also come in different facets. So we were also talking about the existence a renewals team to manage commercials, which actually helps to delineate the line between customer success, altruism, implementation, partnership, versus the commercials of doing a business in the software subscription space. This is already done in some enterprise SaaS companies. This also helps CSMs to focus on their enablement activities and be more customer centric. What do you think, Elena? What is the future of success towards this?
I love that you've got a very strong opinion on this, JD. And I do think you agree. I think ultimately this is where we will go at the end of the day. We're all here for the business, right? And for the business to grow. Personally, I do like the model where success has expansion and revenue targets that reflect the value that we bring to the business. I still have a strong preference for not owning commercials. And I also prefer to see models which are more bonus-based, or where at least it's a smaller at-risk component versus sales. From some of the research I've been doing, I think there's a whole other area of hot debate is, you know, what sort of split that should be, what sort of pay mix that should be. And for me personally, I'm not yet working with a renewals team. I certainly see the value that they will bring, though, particularly in terms of the more transactional renewals, allowing sales to keep focused on new business and the higher growth expansions, and still helping to keep any potential negotiation or commercial friction away from the customer success team.
Yeah, and I agree on that. So my thoughts around this is that in an ideal world, we would have customer success being the customer's lasting partner. But also, as we're doing a business, we're for profit, as companies become more mature and go public, there is a need to be more aligned towards the business. And I think the way that I see forward is for customer success to take on some form of a number, right, that contributes back to revenue. And that is why I have that opinion. But ideally, I would also like to be in a position where I am not pressured to talk too much about the numbers, but more towards how can I help my customer do better with our solutions.
Absolutely. So it's been a really interesting discussion today, JD. Thank you. Quick summary. It's generally seen as a sign of maturity of customer success, representing a move towards these more hard KPIs. It does drive more data-driven behavior with focus on early leading indicators of value realization. And importantly, shifts customer success away from being potentially perceived as just a cost center to justify our existence based on commercial outcomes, leading to better business alignment to company outcomes. Thank you to our listeners also for joining today. Please do send us any feedback. We'd love to hear your perspective on revenue generation for success. And of course, any other topics of interest, or if you'd like to join us for an episode. And remember, like or follow Success AF on your favorite podcast platform.